the United States, a veterinarian may be called upon to help a sick animal. The vet's Peter Shin helps train not only heal animals, they also must dodge a war taking place around them. The story of those vets and their challenging place of work is this edition of The American Countryside. Captain Peter Shin recently returned from his assignment with the 734th Agribusiness Development Team, a group of soldiers working to help farmers in Afghanistan expand their ability to grow food for the country.
We worked with the provincial veterinarian to provide a province-wide vaccination program that the provincial veterinarian led. We simply provided him with financial backing and the resources to do that program.
They built demonstration farms and provided training and mentorship programs as well. Training the provincial vet allowed the U.S. team to accomplish much more.
He would take his veterinary team into places that we would have had to fight our way into and fight our way out of, but he was local, he knew the people, he knew the players, he could go there and conduct these veterinary outreach sustainment programs that we would have had a very difficult time doing.
We've heard of farmers growing poppies because they're worth more in the drug trade. Something else was a problem where Shin was stationed.
In Kunar province, the most prevalent gray and black market agricultural-related activity related to illegal lumbering, illegal timber operations.
Afghan farmers may be a century behind their American counterparts when it comes to technology. However, Shin sees hope.
They're definitely moving in the right direction. It's a process, and it's a slow process. I liken it to moving a mountain one teaspoon at a time. At the end of 10 months, you've moved a lot of teaspoons, but you've still got a long way to go.
Agribusiness teams continue to serve in Afghanistan. Their tour in the country is usually 11 months, helping farmers and agribusinesses to grow. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.